blessed life. So we're gonna, on our program, we wrote a script in there. It says the blessed life, part 5. So we've been listening to the book of Matthew, right? And just for a review, it says over here, Matthew 5, beginning from verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. We've been saying those who are sorry for their, you know, for their situation and ready to repent of their sins. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the king, the earth. These are, you know, like a good disposition. It's not the what the world is describing. It's a power with control, actually. Just like what God did for us. You can easily, you know, you can easily destroy the people who were mocking him and trying to hurt him. But he chose the, you know, being meek and was taken over and was put on the cross for our sake. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, they will be shown mercy. Remember, we are the, we have to show mercy to other people. Yeah, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And the verse, our text this morning is, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. It says over here, insults. You know, other words for insult, maybe criticize, maybe denigrate, maybe you know, they reproach us, all the negative, you know, things that we receive. It's over here, people insult you because of my name. And you know what, I don't want to use the lucky word, but sometimes, you know, we feel blessed because we live in this part of the world. You know, some part of the world, Christians are being insulted every day. You know, they criticize them, they mock them, they denigrate them, they stay away from them. You know, if you profess, if you claim that you have faith in Jesus Christ, in other parts of the world, like maybe parts of Asia, parts of Africa, maybe some parts of Europe, Eastern Europe, you know, people don't like you if you are a Christian. You know, they insult you, they criticize you, they denigrate you, they say a lot of things, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ, because you are Christ. And sometimes also we had the news in this place that we live in, some people don't like you if you're a believer, right? You know, they might even fire you when they don't want to do business with you. You know, if they know that you are a Christian and you believe in Jesus Christ, they look to you negatively. You know, they don't appreciate being with you. They will say, you know, they will denounce you sometimes. They will not, you know, go near you. They would criticize you negatively. You know, And it's happening, you know, they will put you to shame sometimes, you know. And this is happening maybe more outside the U.S. You know, sometimes people don't sleep in their houses in parts of the world because they don't want to sleep in their house because they found out that you are a Christian, they will burn your house or maybe hurt you, you know, or maybe say something bad about you. And a little bit lucky here, but we heard news that, you know, it happens. It happens in the U.S. also, that when they found out that you are a believer of Jesus Christ, they will, you know, they will, you know, they will criticize you and say negative things about you, right? They're not happy. They're not, you know, they don't want to be associated with you. But some people receive insults too, even they don't have any, association with Christ, right? Sometimes it happens. People insult you, and how do you feel when you get insulted? Right? It's not a good experience, right? When you put onto shame, you know, when they criticize you negatively and put you down, you know. It's not an easy, it's not a good experience. But the Bible said, blessed are you when they, you know, when people criticize you in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed are you when people insult you, reproach you, or denigrate you, or put you down. God said, blessed are you because you are being criticized for my name's sake. And then also over here, persecute you. Maybe criticize, insults, or denigrate, or, you know, say something negative. Things about you are all words, all verbal. You know? But when you say persecute, it's a physical thing now. You know? It's a physical thing. Some words, okay? When they say persecute you, they want to not only denigrate you or disrespect you, but they want you out of their sight. You know, they don't want to be, you know, they don't want to be in your midst. They want to run you out. Just leave. Just get out. I don't want to hear about Jesus Christ. I don't want to hear about the church. Just get out. When you say persecuted, it means physical harm. You know? In some part of the world, it do really happen every day. We got our Christian brothers and sisters around the world being persecuted because of their faith. Because they associate with themselves to Christ. You know, people are being killed. Parts of Pakistan. Part of Afghanistan, part of those, you know, other believers dominated other believers. They persecute Christians. They cannot even gather themselves like we are. You know, they can't even build a church building or gather together. They worship like, you know, without people knowing it, because they're being persecuted. They want to drive them out, you know. They want to pursue them. They want to hurt them. They want to kill them and remove them in the face of the earth because they associate themselves as a believer of God. But God said, blessed are you if you're being persecuted. And then it says over here, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. You know, people do like that, right? A lot of people do that. They denounce you. They condemn you. They criticize you. They speak things against you. And they will say, do you really believe that Christ? Do you really believe the Bible and read it? Do you really pray and go to church? Do you really give offering to the church? You know? Give it up. They will say, it's an old virtue. We are on a millennial now. Everything is changed. Those are old stuff. We don't do that anymore. I don't believe it. Sometimes we say, oh, maybe you're not intellectual enough. Maybe they will say, you're stupid. Sorry to say that, but people say that to Christians. That we are, our comprehension is below. Our IQ is below. Because we jump up when, you know, when we sing and when we, you know, we worship. We are so happy when we are when we are gathering as Christians. They say that's old school. That's old school. They will disrespect you. People will say things against us. And this is really happening. But God say you are blessed. We are blessed. You know? We are blessed when people say things against us. And people persecute us. Try to, you know, annihilate us. Try to, the literal meaning of persecution is put to flight. You know, they want us to drive out. Not to be seen again. You know, not to be in the midst of a lot of people. They want to drive us out, put to flight, get away. I don't want to see you anymore. And Christians do experience that. Christians do experience that. I heard a news, I think it's in Arkansas, when that clerk don't want to officiate weddings for the same person, same sex, and he said, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it because my faith doesn't allow me to do it. And what did the government do? She was fired. She was persecuted. She was put to flight. They driven her out of her job. You know? She was fired because of her association with Christ. she was doing her job. It's only that, you know, that her belief, because that's her belief, that's her faith, that's her trust. He has association with Christ and His Word. So what happened? He was condemned. He was criticized. He was put down. He was denigrated. He was reproached. And every negative things that he can hear. Until she was fired. Because of her association with her Savior. But God said, you are blessed. We are blessed if people were persecuting. You know? Sometimes people will make stories about you. And hurts. people will force you, will accuse you falsely. But they're still happy serving God. Right? They're still happy serving God, even if it's hurtful. It's happening every day. That's what the Bible said, it's happening every day. We just don't see it like very casually, but it's happening every day around the world. People are chasing Christians. People are being hurt because of their faith. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets. There's two things over here. Rejoice and be glad, because your great is your reward in heaven. Did God promise $1 million in our bank? I don't think so. It wasn't written. If you read Beatitudes, I don't see any $1 million in there. But God said, great is your reward in heaven. I don't know. I think God will reward us more than we can think of. Sometimes because we quantify rewards. We put numbers on it. But God said great. You know? When God say great, it will be a great reward in heaven. Not that we, you know, quantify it and put numbers on it. But God said, great is your reward in heaven. That's number one. You know, maybe we will be given such leadership in heaven. I don't know. Yeah. The only thing I know is God will give me a reward. God will give you a reward. If we endure persecution, if we endure criticism, if we endure, you know, false accusation, and we remain faithful, God will reward us in heaven. And then the second part he said, the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Mean to say, we're not the only one. Mean to say, the prophets were persecuted. The prophets were killed. The prophets were, you know, went through a what do you call this? Went through a lot of hardship. Remember when we read the book of Kings, when Jezebel, you know, killed all those prophets. All of them were, you know, were killed, put to death, because they were the prophets of God. Mean to say, if we endure those, our names, you know, we believers, are we the same as the prophet? Isn't that good? That we are, you know, we are also in line with the prophets before us. Even though they, you know, they died, they were hurt, they were put to death, they were put to shame, they're being reproached, and, you know, run through their, you know, to their own backyard, and, you know, never to be seen again because of Christ. We'll be in line with them. Just like all the prophets. Just like all the prophets. And God said, be glad. I remember a story about persecution. In the time of Nero, everybody, a lot of Christians were persecuted. And then there's a father and a kid who were run down by the government, by the soldiers, because they were associated with Christians. So they were running, and these soldiers were, you know, running after them to kill them. But they got caught and thrown to a lion's den to be killed by the lions unless they denounce their faith. So father and child were put on a dungeon to be eaten by the lion unless they denounced the faith. So when they put there, the lions were roaring. They were roaring, they were hungry. You know, they were ready to be devoured because, you know, the lions haven't eaten for a while. And when the lion roared, the kid cried. Will the bite of the lion hurt? He asked the dad. And the dad cried and was silent for a while. Then he opened his mouth, he said, "My child, only for a little while, and we shall see our Savior." Kid said, "Will it hurt?" The dad said, "Only for a little while. After that, we will see our Savior." Wow. I know it's painful, it hurts. Being put to shame is not a good experience. Saying things behind you and creating false accusations of you, it really hurts to the core. But God said, if these things happen in your life because of me, because of Christ, because of our association with God, and because we are believers, God said, we are blessed. We are blessed. I don't know, a lot, maybe we experience these things in a small way in our lives, you know, maybe in our workplace, maybe in somewhere when, you know, the people mock us and laugh at us because we do, you know, we believe in Jesus Christ and you endure this. God said, blessed are you. Blessed are you. Let me read the verse in James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Maybe we can put it on our screen. I know we mentioned it earlier. It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature, complete, not lacking anything." Right? It says over here, "Because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature, complete, not lacking anything." It's part of our Christian work. It's a testing of our faith. You know, because sometimes when we hear about this news, oh, Christians are being persecuted over there. So when that thing comes to you, are you a Christian? Are you a believer? Oh, say.
Yes,
I am. That's good. But some people don't. Remember Peter? Remember Peter?
He denied
Christ. You know? He denied Christ. But let's remember, your reward is great in heaven. And it will happen to us one day. One day, mark my word, they will question your belief. They will question your faith. They will accuse you. They will persecute you. It will happen one day. Because our faith will be tried, put in trial and testing. I know that. When? It could happen by the time we get out of this, by the time we get out of this tour. Our faith will be tested. Our belief will be challenged. Can we say, I'm a Christian? Can we say, I'm a believer of Christ? You know, that's a challenge. And then one more verse. In Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and to the following, it says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given us. He was given to us. For testings, it will produce good things. Just like I told you earlier, right? It can make diamonds out of dust. Out of dust. He can create diamonds. Diamonds are precious stones. I haven't touched or see a diamond, a real diamond. I haven't, but they say it's a good stone. They say it's a lady's friend, so I'm not sure. I guess it's a good stone. I can only see it in television or whatever, but it's really bright and very, very, what do you call this, you like it. It's very good to the eye, you know, when you look at it. And Christ will do that to us if we remain faithful. I asked Melissa to put a song that I chose, so we can at least know. The title of the song is Blessings. Because our study is about the Blessed Life by Laura Story. That's a good description of, because sometimes to us, me, a lot of times we kind of define blessing as maybe you found a job, maybe you earned some money, or maybe you know. It's a positive thing. We always associate blessing with positive things. You know, like good health, that's okay, that's fine. But it's not a complete description of what blessing is happening. I chose these messages so that we will understand that blessing is not merely on those good things that we identify. In fact, it's the other way around. If you will study, if you will go through Matthew 5, you know, it signifies things that we don't really, you know, like, or we like it, but it's not, you know, compared to positive things. We like those positive things than these things. Did we get it? Okay, let's, if we're gonna sing it. Let's just listen to the song.
We pray for blessings. We pray for peace. Comfort for family. Protection while we sleep. We pray for healing. Prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. All the while you hear. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. We cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if the thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? When friends betray us, when darkness seems to win, we know the pain reminds this heart that this is not
I guess heaven is a great place that God wanted us sometimes feel that you know, the joy of this world cannot compare to the joy will be then. So maybe I know all of us have some issues in life. I myself, I'm not a perfect person, but it's only God's righteousness made us perfect in His sight. I know a lot of us are going through things like right now in life that it seems, Lord, why? It feels like not a blessing. It's like something else. Oh God, then I cannot feel that you are so near to us. But some said maybe it's in disguise. And that's true. Because God said, blessed are you people say things against you, if people persecute you, and if you, because you are a believer of Christ. But God said, in my name, you have great rewards in heaven. And he promised that, not me. God himself promised that. And I want you to understand, today he's speaking to us, that God really cares for you. Thank you.
Let's all stand up as we sing our